This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Istanbul's governor says people have died and others are injured following an explosion on Istanbul's popular pedestrian avenue. The governor tweeted the explosion occurred on Sunday afternoon. He did not say how many people were killed or injured. The cause of the explosion was not clear. Turkey's media watchdog imposed a temporary media ban on reporting of the explosion, which means broadcasters cannot show videos of the moment of the blast or its aftermath. United States President Joe Biden said on Sunday his country, Japan, and South Korea were, quote, more aligned than ever on North Korea.
And North Korea continues provocation for provocative behavior. This partnership is even more important than it's ever been.
Speaking in Cambodia after a trilateral meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, Biden called their countries, quote, critical allies that share the United States' concerns about North Korea's missile tests. 1 week into this year's UN climate summit in Egypt, frustrations are starting to flare as negotiators worried about resolving many details in time for a deal by the summit's scheduled close on Friday. With a long list of demands for COP27, country delegates said on Sunday there had been little progress so far on the technical details of how to deliver on deals and pledges made in previous years. Those pledges include making steep cuts in climate warning emissions within this decade, contributing hundreds of billions of dollars to countries in need. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president is vowing to push out Russian forces from his country after their withdrawal from the city of Kherson, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Russian retreat of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson marked a triumphant milestone in Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia's invasion over 8 months ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised many more liberations of Russian-held territory. The Ukrainian forces that have taken over Kherson are left with the daunting task of clearing out explosive devices and restoring basic public services in the city. One Ukrainian official described the situation in Kherson as a humanitarian catastrophe. The remaining residents in the city are said to lack water, medicine, and food. I'm Karen Chamas.
British Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt said on Sunday he will set out tax rises and spending cuts this week to show Britain can fix its problems in public finances and restore its economic credibility after financial market chaos sparked by former Prime Minister Liz Truss.
Well, we're all going to be paying a bit more tax, I'm afraid, Sophie. But it's not just going to be bad news. I think what people recognise is that if you want to give people confidence about the future, you have to be honest about the present, and you have to have a plan.
Hunt on Sky News on Sunday, but he said poorer households should be spared much of the pain and cuts to public services would be balanced. Meanwhile, Britain's King Charles led Remembrance Day commemorations in London on Sunday for the first time as monarch, laying a newly designed wreath after a 2-minute silence at a war memorial. Charles, who became king following the death of Queen Elizabeth in September, was joined by other senior members of the royal family, including his son and heir Prince William, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, leaders of opposition political parties, senior ministers and faith representatives also laid wreaths during the ceremony on Whitehall in central London, which was lined with thousands of members of the public. Israel's president has officially tapped former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to form a government. Sunday's step will usher the long-serving leader back to power after a 1-year hiatus, and with him comes what's expected to be the country's most right-wing coalition ever. Elections earlier this month indicated a clear win for Netanyahu and his ultra-Orthodox and ultra-nationalist allies. The vote also ended the short-lived ideological diverse government that had ousted Netanyahu last year after his 12 consecutive years in power. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.